This is Ivan Watson in Beirut. The Lebanese government declared today a national holiday. Hezbollah went a step further, calling the prisoner exchange a divine victory. The Shiite movement organized elaborate celebrations across the country, starting at Lebanon's southern border with Israel.
Hezbollah has organized a ceremony here to welcome five Lebanese prisoners. It's on the border with Israel on a seaside cliff that's been decorated with a stand for government officials, as well as a number of Hezbollah fighters in dress uniform. Flags and banners written in English that celebrate, quote, pain in Israel, joy in Lebanon.
Among the flag-waving Hezbollah supporters to gather here was this woman named Zainab Hussein Daibis.
I am happy, very good, and excellent Hezbollah.
Shamir Kantar is a hero because he defended Lebanon, Daibis says. And when asked, she added, I don't believe he meant to kill those people. Kantar was convicted of the 1979 murder of two Israeli men and a four-year-old Israeli girl. He still denies killing the child. Lebanese political scientist Amal Saad Ghoreib says during his 3 decades in prison, Kantar eventually became a cause celebre for Hezbollah, even though the Shiite movement was created years after Kantar's capture.
The symbolic value of his release can't be overstated for Hezbollah. They've been campaigning for him, for his release, for years now. And in fact, the abductions on July 12, 2006 were codenamed by Hezbollah Operation Truthful Promise, meaning a promise to release Antar and others.
When Hezbollah captured two Israeli soldiers in that 2006 raid, Israel refused to negotiate. Instead, a vicious 5-week war erupted, which left much of southern Lebanon in ruins. Paul Salem of the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut says Israel's handover of Lebanese prisoners and the bodies of nearly 200 Lebanese and Palestinian fighters will give Hezbollah an important boost.
So this brings it back sort of onto the wider Arab and Muslim stage as a hero of Arab causes and Islamic causes and as a humiliator of Israel.
After hours of waiting at the Lebanese border today, a Hezbollah official announced the arrival of what he said were Lebanon's Knights of Freedom. Officials embraced Kantar and the four Hezbollah fighters who were captured during the July 2006 war when they stepped onto a red carpet dressed in green camouflage combat fatigues. The party continued after a short helicopter ride up the coast to Beirut Airport, where the five men were greeted by Lebanon's new president, Michel Suleiman. Suleiman said Lebanon's joy would only be complete when Israel hands over the disputed territory known as Sheba Farms. Kantar, meanwhile, was excited and streaming sweat when he made these first public comments to Lebanese TV cameras. I am returning to the capital of the resistance, he said. Hezbollah's supporters refer to the movement's armed wing as the resistance. Late tonight, Kantar and the other four Lebanese prisoners were whisked off to celebrate the release on stage before a crowd of thousands of cheering people in Beirut's southern Shiite suburbs. Seconds later, the leader of Hezbollah, Sheikh Hassan Nasrallah, made a surprise appearance on stage. The beaming cleric embraced the five former prisoners one by one. Nasrallah then told the crowd, quote, the days of defeat are over, the days of victory have begun. Then, ever fearful of assassination attempts, nervous security guards quickly led the Hezbollah leader away from the stage. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Beirut.